Nimaya's childhood pastimes. Water pastime. Nimaya played various games in the Ganges daily. He grew restless with every passing day. After school hours, Nimaya would accompany other Brahmin boys of Navadweep to bathe in the waters of the Ganges. All boys challenged each other by splashing water. No one can fully describe how many different games they played. Upon meeting other young boys, Nimaya and his friends would taunt them until a quarrel broke out. Nimaya and his friends would always win those fights as they were more powerful. Oh, how enchanting Nimaya looked with his body covered with dust and spots of black ink. Many renunciate devotees and householders would bathe in the Ganges. Nimaya would splash water from his lotus feet on whosoever was near and showered his mercy upon them. Nimaya contaminated anybody who had completed their bath by throwing mud or spitting on them. Nimaya would climb on someone's back and shout, "I am Mahesh." Everybody warned him not to be mischievous, but he paid no heed. Nobody could catch him because he was the fastest swimmer. The enraged Brahmins stormed to the house of Jagannath Mishra to complain about Nimaya. One man said, "Nimaya stole my Shivalinga deity." Another man complained, "He splashes water on us while we meditate and says, in Kali Yug, I am Lord Narayan himself. Look at me. Whom are you meditating on?" Yet another Brahmin said, "I step into the water to recite my Gayatri mantra, and from nowhere, Nimaya comes underneath the water and pulls my feet. He stole my flowers too." One man complained, "My son is so small, and Nimaya throws water in his ears to make him cry." Another man said, "He stole my Bhagavad Gita." One great Brahmin complained, "He sits on my seat of worship and eats all the offerings. After eating all the offerings, he then performs worship of Lord Vishnu." Another gentleman said, "One of Nimaya's worst tricks is that while men and women are bathing in different ghats, he quietly goes and exchanges their clothes. So women have to cover themselves with dhoti and men have to wear sari. This is very disturbing." Jagannath Mishra said to all the Brahmins, "Nimaya is a son to all of you. Please do not take any offense. I beg forgiveness." Saying so, he embraced everyone. Meanwhile, a group of young ladies came to Sachi Mata with their version of complaints about Nimaya. They all said one by one, "We bring flowers and fruits to worship, but Nimaya scatters and spoils everything. He steals our clothes. He splashes water on me and starts quarreling. He threw these okra seeds on my hair and they do not come off easily. He slowly comes from behind and shouts in our ears to scare us. He says that he wants to marry me. Nimaya spat water on my face." Mother Sachi embraced everyone and spoke to them with comforting words. Sachi Mata said, "When Nimaya comes, I will beat him and bind him so that he does not tyrannize anyone." Some young maidens who took pity on Nimaya said, "Listen, Vishwambhar, your father is very angry on you and he's coming in this direction. Escape while you can." Nimaya ran in the opposite direction in fear. Before escaping, Nimaya instructed his friends, saying, "When my father comes and asks about my whereabouts, tell him that today Nimaya didn't come to bathe with us. Rather, he went home straight away after class. We are all waiting for him." Nimaya, the supreme controller and the super soul within everyone's heart, understood that his father was furiously looking for him. The inhabitants of Nadia were all eternal associates of Lord Krishna. Therefore, they were endowed with superior intelligence required to render devotional service. Hence, they pacified Jagannath Mishra by saying, "All the complaints we made about Nimaya are simply out of our love for him. Actually, your good fortune is unmatched in all the three worlds. Your son is the supreme personality of Godhead, and where the Lord resides, hunger, thirst, sorrow, and all material sufferings run away. We are fortunate to serve His lotus feet. Meanwhile, Nimai returned home by another road and called out, "Mother, give me oil. I want to go for a bath." Sachimata was really surprised. Sachimata thought to herself, "What did all the Brahmins and the maidens say about Nimai? His body is spotted with ink and he is wearing the same clothes. Thus, by his Yogmaya potency, the Lord deluded everyone." And the residents of Navadvip felt immense joy by Nimai's pastimes. Jagannath Mishra saw Nimai covered with dust and there was no sign of him taking a bath. He was amazed too. Upon seeing Jagannath Mishra, Vishwambhar climbed on his lap. Jagannath Mishra forgot all his anger in Lord's loving embrace and bubbled with bliss. Nimai went back to his friends who were overjoyed to see him and said, "You very cleverly saved yourself from a good beating." They all had a good laugh. This is how the devotees of Nadia enjoyed the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But this was not easily understood by common people. Sachimata confided in Jagannath Mishra saying, "All the complaints about Nimai cannot be false. Yet there is no sign of Nimai having taken a bath. His hair was dry, body was covered with dust, and he had books with him. Perhaps he is the supreme personality of Godhead and has appeared in a house as our son. Or maybe he's a great saint. I am completely bewildered." Both felt very happy thinking in this way. Their hearts filled with affection and nothing else mattered to them. Nimai's 2 hours of study seemed like 2 yugas to them. All glories to Nimai's wonderful water pastimes. Nimai Pandit ki jai!